T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get to the Jets, and then I'll get to some other things, okay, quickly, and then we'll open up to whatever's on your mind, including going around the league, where the league right now belongs to two people. It belongs to Mahomes and his 10 touchdown passes. It belongs to Fitz, and we got to try and get Fitz up. I know he's like the man in America now, but Fitz is unbelievable. 8 touchdown passes, 819 yards passing, and 8 touchdowns in 2 weeks. Unbelievable what he has done. Okay, the Jets yesterday, here's really what I thought. I thought that sloppy game. I thought Sam did some rookie things. I thought he did some good things. I'll say this, though, and it ticked me off. Right after the big turnover that had the stadium rocking, where Sam throws the pick, that pick is on the wide receiver. I'm sorry. You know that? You as a wide receiver have got to run your routes, have got to run them properly, and have got to play the way you're supposed to play. Because you know what? I mean, you want them to be aggressive. You want them to go after it. And that pass was not a badly thrown pass. That pass was the play you want to make there. That was not a big deal. I'm telling you, that was really not on him. That was on the wide receiver. And let's be honest, Sam needs a big-time wide receiver. That's going to take some time. He's got to wait to get one. He will get one. But, again, I saw some good things. Now, before the half, would have been nice if the player got in the end zone. It would. You want to say he was a little risky there in what he did, and he's got to handle things a little better. Okay. Saw some things that, you know, one time, if he could have waited for the play to open, instead he decided to throw the ball out of bounds. He wanted to get it back, then he had a guy clear wide open in the end zone. This is stuff that's going to happen to a first-year quarterback. He's going to learn. He's going to make some bad throws. He's going to make some risky throws. He's going to do some good things. He's going to do some bad things. But the talent's there. Now, there were a lot of things wrong with that game yesterday. Give Miami credit. They go to 2-0. The Jets get the Browns. The Browns, for the want of a kicker, could be 2-0 themselves. They cut their kicker. They're not a surprise. Who'd they sign? Who'd they sign as a kicker? I don't even know. But they, you know, they jettison their kicker. Them in Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota, I understand Minnesota got a big break on the penalty, but they should have still won the game in overtime. They didn't, but you want to say it's fair, that's fine, but they should have. I'm sure Packer fans think it's fair because they thought the Matthews call was crazy. And those calls with the quarterbacks are always very hard to take because they don't believe in what should be a defensive principle anymore. They really don't. But as for the Jets yesterday, I really am not at all upset. I'm not that worried. First of all, I didn't think they were going anywhere this year anyway. I mean, I thought this year will be about Sam and it will be about them kind of moving forward as a franchise, but I didn't expect them, you know, to have a great season. I thought if they could be 7-9, 8-8, that would be wonderful. This week's game is a game they can win, no question about it. You'd like to see them win it this week. That would be a big positive. It would really, you know, set them up for a decent start. I understand everyone was getting giddy. Hey, there's reason to be giddy. He's going to be good for a long time. He's got a lot to learn. Not every week's going to be up. But I thought, like I said, I thought there was some good things yesterday. I thought he did some good things yesterday. I think there's you know, a lot that's, you know, going to get better. I think he's going to be fine. The team needs to get stronger in a lot of areas. They especially need to find them a big time wide receiver. But everybody needs that. The Jets could have very easily more been in this game, you know, been much closer and even had a chance to win this game yesterday. Miami deserved to win. They were the better team. It happens. You move on to Thursday night against Cleveland.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.